Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills, Heartbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, and Doc Turner. This podcast is a mix of WWE, TNA, and ROH analysis, along with interviews with current independent pro wrestling stars and some old school legends from the past. Let's throw it over to Mike Mills to get us kicked off for this week's episode.
It is Tuesday night, March the 22nd. We are sitting here. We're going to do things a little bit differently this week, wrestling fans, because we have, in less than 2 weeks, WrestleMania obviously coming up on April the 3rd. But in 9 days, on March the 31st, IHWE presents the NWA Parade of Champions. So what I did this week was, there was a couple of things going on with the Parade of Champions that you should be aware of. One being, there's going to be a plethora of great matches on the March 31st IHWE NWA Parade of Champions card at the Ridgely Theater in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you are coming to the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area that particular weekend, make sure you kick off WrestleMania weekend on March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Ridgely, because the one and only Jim Cornette is going to be in the house. He is actually doing a live Jim Cornette experience at 3 p.m. Local time that day. So make sure you be there. And the reason I am plugging this is because this week we have on two guests that will be at the NWA Parade of Champions that night at the Ridgely Theater at 7 p.m. One of them being my trainer and my friend, Rod Price, who is being inducted into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame that night by James Beard. I can't tell you how much how happy I am that Rod is going to be inducted into this Hall of Fame. He is so well deserving of this, and he is just beyond being a very, very talented and great professional wrestler during his time. He is an even better person. So that's one thing. He will be one guest that we have on this week. And then the other guest is the promoter, David Fuller, for the IHWE NWA Parade of Champions. He is going to join me shortly, as well as he's going to plug and talk about some of the matches that have been signed so far. David and I actually recorded at the beginning of March, so not everything was set in place at that time. However, most of the card was set in place, so David is going to talk about those things. So before we hop over to myself and Hardbody Harper and Doc Turner as we talk about Ring of Honor and TNA and WWE from this week, first thing we're going to do is throw it over to David Fuller, where he's going to discuss the card on March 31st for the Parade of Champions with Jim Cornette that's going to be there. And after I wrap up with David, we're going to jump right to a short discussion with myself and my friend Rod Price, who's going into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame. As of now, let's throw it over to myself and David Fuller. I'm sitting here with David Fuller from IHWE, Iconic Heroes of Wrestling, that runs in, I'll just say, the Dallas-Fort Worth area and throughout in Texas. David joined me today. He's going to talk to us about the upcoming NWA Parade of Champions that is going to be loaded with folks like Jim Cornette, Rodney Mack, and others, to name a few. David, what's going on today, man?
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me. I've been hearing so many cool things about this podcast, which has the coolest name. You got so many podcasts out there, and they come up with the lamest names. You've actually got a really cool one. So I sought yours out. I've heard great things. Rugged Rod Price, One Man Gang, James Beard. The list goes on and on and on of some of the dignitaries you've had. So I'm honored to be on. I appreciate you taking the time. And we're going to talk a lot about some good stuff coming to the Lone Star State.
That's no problem, man. Had to have you on. I know the NWA, when I talked to James Beard, is doing some good things these days after going through, after the, hence our name, Booking the Territory, after the territory days. And NWA kind of, had some struggles, and now things are looking up and things are getting better. I look forward to the day when it truly gets back to the way it was. Maybe not the same, but maybe there's a national TV deal somewhere along the line or something like that. At least I'm hopeful. So most definitely, I grew up in the territory days. So when I started this, this thing, I'm like, Booking a Territory, that's a perfect name. My co-host will argue with me. He'll tell you that he named it, and I guess he may have played a part in that. But, yeah, it is what it is. So go ahead and tell us about the the Parade of Champions coming up on March 31st, the Thursday before WrestleMania. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that is the first show that is going to happen that weekend, right?
Yeah. It's Parade of Champions, which is synonymous in Texas. The Parade of Champions event has been going on for 3 decades, off and on in different promotions. But the NWA has kind of had it, even, you know, whether it was World Class Championship Wrestling, whether it was the NWA Southwest, whether it was the NWA Houston. The NWA has played a major part in promoting the Parade of Champions. And we decided to show everybody the progress that the NWA has made. I kept hearing for so long, and I was actually one of the people that said this. You know, number one, the NWA is never going to get back to the way it was. Well, that's kind of hard because the business is not where it was, and the business will never go back to the way it was because society, technology, and the economy have all changed.
It's a different time, right?
It would be really hard to go back to exactly the way it was in the prominent days of Jim Crockett Promotions. However, I do believe the NWA can be a fantastic alternative to whatever people want. There are so many alternatives out there with wrestling today. If you like WWE, if you don't like WWE, that's your prerogative. There's Lucha Underground, there's Ring of Honor, there's Evolve, there's Dragon Gate, there's New Japan. There are so many things out there. And the NWA can provide a fantastic alternative for the old school fan, for the new school fan. Here in IHWE, here in Fort Worth, for years, this kind of style we've adapted is we've combined old school and new school together. And we got this kind of hybrid of old school and new school. You can come see the legends, and you can come see a really kind of old style format. But you'll also see some high flying action, some really, I'm not going to use the word hardcore because that, we don't do that, but just a really tough regimen of professional wrestling, whether it's the old style, whether it's the current style, it's kind of a mix. So I think the NWA can provide a really good alternative. And yes, I'm hopeful we get a television deal, either national or streaming. I'm more of the streaming. I'm more of the digital media. I see the future. And so I'm constantly kind of looking at that. However, it would be cool if we could get a pretty big network via cable or, you know, one of the big networks to put us on. At the same time, we are all working in our own little way to just get the NWA back in some kind of prominence. And the Parade of Champions is a big step to that. It's WrestleMania week. This is the first time that the NWA has had a major presence in WrestleMania week since the Jim Crockett days where he would go head-to-head with Vince. However, it's a new era. It's going to be in the same market. It's going to be in Fort Worth, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Dallas. And we're going to have a wrestling show with a lot of good in-ring wrestling. We're going to have Jim Cornette. We're going to have Mark Lawrence. We're going to have Mike McGurk. Sanjay Dutt from Global Force Wrestling is going to be there. We're going to have some good wrestling. So if you want to see authentic Southern wrestling, and we're going to be here after the whole week's gone. We're not leaving. This is our territory. It's our house. So you'll still see action from us. We're just hopeful that people will come. Today, I had 4 tickets, or I had a guy from England reserve 4 gold VIP packages. So we have people from England, Germany, and Japan, and every state in the country pretty much coming to see the Parade of Champions. So this has the opportunity to be the biggest event the NWA has had in many, many years, and definitely the biggest one of next year, this year. Excuse me.
It is. I can't remember if I listen to Cornette's podcast. You know, full disclosure. I find that I'm a big fan of his. I mean, he's the first wrestling manager that I ever grew up watching, growing up in New Orleans on TV in Mid-South Wrestling. He's the very first wrestling manager that I remember of the many of, you know, Skandar, Akbar, and all those. So growing up, you know, watching him and now listening to his show, I think, can't remember if it was if I saw a poster somewhere on Facebook or if it was him that I first heard about it. But when I saw it, I'm thinking, yeah, that's you got your, I'll call them, I guess, younger guys or this generation's guys on that card. You got the legends on the card. So it's truly, I don't say one size fits all, but it's versatile. You got so much out there that's going to happen. Now, let me ask this. Are the matches set, or is everything still kind of up in the air, or are there certain matches set as of right now? And, you know, we're recording this on February 25th, and it's going to air a week or two before Mania. So I'll let you go ahead and tell me what is set at this point in time.
Okay, yeah, sure. The NWA runs a lot of what we call house shows, and we run more than probably than anybody because we have about 30 different NWA promotions across the world. And so, and the NWA World and National Champions are constantly defending their titles across the world. And so it's really hard to, talk about championship matches as they're going to happen 6, 5 weeks away because you just never know. On any given
Yeah.
night, anybody can win a championship. But what we've done is we've gone ahead and announced them. And of course, the asterisk is always card subject to change. So the NWA World Heavyweight Championship will be on the line in the main event. It'll be the first world title match in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex since 1999. When Dan the Beast Severn challenged Ogawa for the NWA Southwest in Norderton Hills. I was actually at that show. What's really cool about this is I actually attended all the last three world title matches took place in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and the fourth one, I'll be the promoter. So that's really, really cool, and it's a big deal. Jack Dane, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, is going to defend the title against the current IHWE Heavyweight Champion, Charlie Haas. Charlie, the last time Charlie actually challenged for this same belt on this same event in 2010 when he took on Adam Pearce and came very close to winning the world title. And during a tag team match back in January for IHWE, him and Ray Rowe defeated Jack Stain and Rodney Mack when Charlie Haas pinned Jack Stain in the middle of the ring. So Charlie has done something that not many people on the face of the earth can say that they did. He pinned Jack Dane. So Jack Dane has something to prove. Charlie wants to be the world champion. It took him this long to get another shot. He doesn't know if he's going to get another one. Maybe he never will. You just never know. This is
Yeah.
going to be a fight, and it is going to be a wrestling match. Charlie Haas is an all-American wrestler from Seton Hall University. And Jack Dane is indestructible. This is going to be. And the wild card is Black Bart is in the corner of Charlie Haas. And
I did see that, yeah.
Black Bart told me the one title he always wanted that he never got was the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. I think he's vicariously living through Charlie. You got Black Bart on the outside, and he brings a whole lot of experience to him. He's a former world-class championship wrestling heavyweight champion. He's wrestled everywhere. This is really interesting, but it's going to be really good. Now, the cool part about this is Mark Lawrence will be calling the match on commentary, just like he did in May of 1984 when Kerry Von Erich defeated the Nature Boy Ric Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. So, for the fans that get that DVD and that Blu-ray later on, you're actually going to get a treat because Mark Lawrence is going to be calling the action on commentary. So,
That's some
yeah.
good stuff there. That's
Yeah.
classic there, having him, Mark Lawrence, man. I haven't I heard him on Austin's podcast recently, and it was refreshing to hear his voice after all these years.
Yeah, he's great. We got a World Tag Team Championship match. Matt Riviera, Mr. 5.5, and the Iron Man, Rob Conway, the former two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. They are the current World Tag Team Champions. They won the titles in, I believe, Tunica, Mississippi, back in December. And they are going to be challenged by the current IHWE Tag Team Champions, Barrett Brown and Dirty Andy Dalton. Brown and Dirty. They are also going to be managed by Black Bart. So Black Bart runs the group Outlaw Inc., and he is looking for all of his talent to walk out of there with more gold. So that should be really interesting. Barrett and Andy don't have the size advantage over Riviera and Conway, but anything can happen on any given night. They do have Black Bart in their corner, so it is a formidable challenge. We also have the Women's Championship is going to be on the line. Amber O'Neil, Amber Gallows. The Bullet Babe of the Bullet Club. She is going to defend against the current IHWE Queen of the Ring, Jessica James. Jessica has toured Japan two or three different times. And also, Jessica in the past year has defeated Barbie Hayden. She's defeated Athena. She's defeated so many people, including Leva Bates, Blue Pants. She
Blue
defeated
pants.
her a few weeks ago at IHWE in a triple threat match. She pinned her right in the middle of the ring. So Jessica James is on fire right now, as is Amber O'Neil. There's a special guest referee that's just been added, which is a very unusual choice by the NWA offices. I don't question what they do because Well, it saves me a lot of arguing. Veda Scott from Ring of Honor is going to be the special guest referee. Now, yeah, really just odd choice. I'm not complaining about it. Veda's fantastic. She's on the rise, too. But yeah, this is going to be interesting. I don't, you know, you wonder if she has any ulterior motives or if she's looking at maybe I can challenge one of these competitors after this match. It's going to be really interesting. You've got three of the top women's wrestling stars in the country or the world for that matter in the same match on March 31st. We've also got a battle royal, which is the most dangerous match in professional wrestling. And the winner of that match is going to get a championship match against the NWA National Heavyweight Champion the very same night. So you got to go through a battle royal, which is the hardest match you can have. And then you have to muster up enough energy and enough strength to then challenge the NWA National Heavyweight Champion, which right now is the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. So, yeah, we've also got a match presented by NWA Smoky Mountain Wrestling out of Tennessee. We've got Chase Owens, a man who's been seen on New Japan Pro Wrestling and New Japan on Access. He's a member of the Bullet Club. He's going to take on Jason the Gift Kincaid, a man who was just seen on Ring of Honor in the Prospect Tournament. And, man, is there anybody hotter right now than Jason Kincaid? He's everywhere I turn around, they're talking about Jason Kincaid. It'll be the first time these two athletes have wrestled. I don't know. I don't know if they wrestled ever in the state of Texas. I do know they've never wrestled in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So that's going to be good. We also have Tim Storm, the North American champion. He's going to be defending the title against the NWA throwback heavyweight champion, Devin Driscoll. We have a six-man tag team match with three Texas representatives against three representatives from the South. And you want to talk about fight, you want to talk about Smash Mouth Wrestling. Good golly, Miss Molly, good grief, good gracious, goodness, whatever you want to say, you've got your boy, my boy, Rodney Mack. By the way, he's 1-0 in his MMA career, folks. He knocked his opponent clear across the octagon, the pinktagon, the ring, the cage, whatever it was, Rodney Mack knocked him halfway across the universe. He's going to be in a triple threat match against Ray Rowe, one half of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, and the big man, Lance Hoyt. Others may know him as Lance Archer over in Japan. He's one half of the Pro Wrestling NOAH GHC Tag Team Champions. These guys just want to fight, and they're going to get to do it in a triple threat match. Woo, yeah, man.
Hey, that's three big men. Let me just say that. So, that is hey, man, from the top down, that is a solid card. And like I said, for the most part, from what I know, I don't think there's anything else happening before that card that weekend of WrestleMania. So Thursday, March 31st, that's gonna kick things off for the big weekend. You do not want to miss it if you are traveling to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And where is it at, David? Go ahead and tell them where the event's taking place again.
It's going to be at the Wrigley Theater in Fort Worth, Texas, 6025 Camp Bowie Boulevard, Fort Worth, Texas, 76116. If you want tickets, go to www.nwapoc2016.com. The Jim Cornette is going to be there. He's going to be doing a live Jim Cornette experience, a one-man show, a Q&A for 2 hours starting at 3 o'clock till 5. At 5 o'clock, we've got a VIP-only meet and greet. You're going to get to meet some of the legends, some of the superstars there, get your picture signed, get T-shirts, whatever you want. At 6 o'clock, we're going to open the doors up to everybody who's got tickets for the show that night. If you didn't have a VIP package, at 6:30, we're going to have a DFW Dallas Fort Worth Championship match as AmeriCoast, the high-flying international sensation, takes on Ashton Jacobs for the championship. And then at 7 o'clock, the bell's going to ring, and we're going to have a battle royal. And the winner of that battle royal is going to get a national championship match that same night. Top to bottom, stack, it's the Parade of Champions. It's the National Wrestling Alliance.
And if you need more information about it, just go to the site that David just said. Also, check them out on Facebook. What is it? It's under IHWE, right?
We have a Facebook page, NWA POC 2K16, as a page for the actual event. Yes.
Okay, cool. And like I said, that'll kick things off, and you will not want to miss it, everyone. As you can tell from everything David and I have talked about tonight, it's and I've been plugging it for at least the last month, if not longer, on every single podcast that we do weekly, every Tuesday night, that drops every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Central. Don't miss it. Be there. As you can see, it is going to be loaded. Well, David, I'm going to bring you back sometime. We'll cut an episode, just you and I, where we can go a little bit longer.
Sure.
Other than that, anything else you want to plug before we get on out of here?
We go to IHWENow.com, go to our Facebook page, IHWE Pro Wrestling, check out our YouTube page at IHWE2009. We've got videos up, we've got DVDs for sale, and we're going to be back in May with another event in Crowley, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Fort Worth, and we've got events throughout the rest of the year. Our big one, other than this show for the NWA, the Parade of Champions, our biggest show of the year is Old School Hustle, and we're coming back in July. We're going to have Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame inductions. It's going to be great. I really appreciate the time, Mike.
Man, everybody, what a card that's going to be on March 31st at the IHWE Parade of Champions. Before we move any further into the podcast, I just want to say thanks to all of my sponsors, one being Better Choices, TNA's Wrestling Palace, and AutoCentrics. If you're looking for a quality vehicle at a great price without the hassle that you get at all of those traditional auto dealerships, then call our friends at AutoCentrics at 972-866-4307 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. AutoCentrics has over 20 years of experience in the auto sales industry, and they make the process easy for you. They have a hassle-free buying experience, and everyone you know is going to enjoy shopping for that vehicle with AutoCentrics. They make it easy and affordable. Anything from luxury vehicles to non-luxury vehicles to domestic to, whether it's made in America or made overseas, whatever floats your boat, they can take care of you. Just make sure when you contact them at 972-866-4307, make sure you tell AutoCentrics that hashtag Mike at BTT sent me. Thank you again for your sponsorship, AutoCentric. So before we jump into the next segment of the show, like I said, David came on a few weeks back and recapped and told us everything that was almost everything that was going to go on with the card with IHWE and the NWA Parade of Champions on March 31st, featuring, as I've always said, Jim Cornette, and a live Jim Cornette experience starting at 3 p.m. local time. When David was on with me, the announcement had not been made, like I said, that Rod Price would be going into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame. Therefore, as soon as I got the news, I got on the phone and said, Rod, I need you to come on and I need you to talk about how it feels to be going into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame. And we made it happen. So next segment of the show, before we kick it off to Doc Turner, myself, and Hardbody Harper, as we talk about WWE, ROH, and TNA from the week, I brought on my good friend, not my old friend, as he does not like to be called, but my good friend, my mentor, trainer, the one and only. He's been a guest on the show plenty of times before. He's told his wrestling story, but he's the one and only Rod Price, who will be inducted into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame on March 31st. I'm going to kick it over to him and myself right now, and we will be followed by the Week That Was in Wrestling review. What's going on? Can I kiss your ring?
No, I wish you would.
Mr. Hall of Famer.
Yes, it is.
How's it feel to be a Hall of Famer?
Oh, it's a humble, great feeling to be recognized by your peers for all the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the business. It's really neat. It's a neat feeling, man. It's hard to explain.
It's ironic you said it like that, because I actually got a couple of questions here. I'm already recording, by the way. It started as soon as
okay.
I called you. But
all right.
The people should know who this is, because I just finished introducing you on my pre-record. But I'm sitting here talking to Rod Price. I'm not going to call him my old friend. I'm going to call him my friend for many years. The man who taught me that the National Football League was a work and to never trust it. is getting inducted into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame WrestleMania weekend. I should say March 31st, Thursday, at IHWE NWA Parade of Champions, which we've talked about in this show now for weeks. That's going to feature Jim Cornette, many other local, I should say, Ring of Honor stars, guys like Raymond Rowe, Rodney Mack, one of Rod's students as well, will be on the card. So when you got the call, Rod, got notified about the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame induction, what? Go ahead and repeat again what was going through you as you got that phone call.
Well, I can remember a few years back, David Fuller had got a hold of me, and he wanted, at the time, he wanted to induct Akbar and me together, you know, as part of Demolition Incorporated.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Ak was ill at the time, and really was counting the moments of his life. So they went ahead and inducted him alone. And then I got pushed back 4 or 5 years. And James, I talked to James, and I was like, well, you know, when am I going to be inducted? You know, just fooling around with him. He said, you're up next. He goes, be here the 31st. So I was like, first I thought he was ribbing me. Then he goes, no. Dead serious. Dead serious. Okay.
But so James was the one. I was going to ask you that. Was it James that notified you?
Yeah, James notified me, and I couldn't think of a better person. I know he's going into the Cauliflower Alley reunion this year. He's being inducted by JBL as a referee into their Hall of Fame there. So it's a good year, man. Through all the ups and downs, it's been a good year.
Yep. It has. I was wondering, I couldn't figure out if James was, I had a feeling I knew it was either James or David that called you. And I did see that James was going in with the CAC, and JBL was going to induct him. Speaking of JBL, you know, obviously most people know who JBL is from his, I mean, he's only on Monday Night Raw for 3 hours a week on Mondays now with WWE. You got to work with him a lot, didn't you, in your time
in
Texas?
Yeah, I worked with John a lot when he broke in, him and Bobby Duncan at the time, and if Bobby hadn't passed, I could have really seen him. I could have seen them as a dominant tag team in WCW, really. But John was going over to Europe for Autobahns, and I was fortunate enough to go over there, and been around John a lot. I still talk to him. Just talked to him the other day. He congratulated me on my induction. He said, it's about time. He said, no finer wrestler that laced up a pair of boots deserves it more than you. So that was quite a statement, quite a thrill from John. I got a lot of respect for John as a wrestler, for what he's doing, especially for what he's doing in his community with the rugby in Bermuda. It's he's really taken hold of that and helped push that along for the kids that are over there. And in fact, right now they're in a tournament in Las Vegas with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it's funny. We're talking about JBL. He actually, on Chris Jericho's podcast about a year ago, he dropped your name on it. He was talking about a match that you and he had back in the Sportatorium. I don't know if it was World Class. It probably was Global, but I'm not sure. He talked, he had good things to say about you. He's like, yeah, they put me in there with this guy named Rod Price. A lot of people might not have heard of him, but he's a really, really good guy and, you know, a really good wrestler. And like I said, it was about a year ago. He put you over on there. So, yeah, he's from you know, he definitely made a name for himself in his business. And for somebody like that to congratulate you and tell you for going into the Hall of Fame, hey, you can't beat that. So,
it's been good. In fact, I got down a... We were in a match on TV, and 5 minutes into the match, he blew out his knee, his brace broke, and it was a 15-minute time limit match on TV, and I did every move I could on his leg, you know, to try to protect it, but to work the bad leg and. Make a long story short, I ended up was able to get him a new brace. I don't know if he remembers it or not, but I remember he came in and slapped me on the back and showed me his new brace. He said, "Thank you." He said, "It's because of you I was able to get a brand new brace. It didn't cost me a dime."
At least
I got that going for me.
There you go. Too bad. It's actually, speaking of that, we'll go back to the introduction. I got to ask you, what part of the introduction experience actually that night are you most looking forward to?
I think it's just being around the other people that have been inducted before me. You know, you have, you know, Jim Cornette. You've got... of course, Roddy Mac,
James,
and you know, it's a who's who of wrestling, and for me, it's a great honor to be placed with that group, because I knew a lot of them, I trained some of them, and it's a thrill, man. It's a thrill. Like for Rodney and Jazz, for me to give them the tools that they needed to take the torch and go as far as they did with their careers, you know, that's something I look back and I'm very thankful for. You know, they always thank me for helping them, but it's, you know, they did all the work. I just gave them the tools they needed to do it. And, you know, I had nothing to do with their careers. They created their own careers.
Yeah, but you're underselling yourself, because you were always good, and I've told you this, you know, off the record a bunch of times. You were always good with just taking care of young people in the business, including myself. I mean, that's how we got close. You were not like, I don't want to call it the typical veteran, but you were not like veterans who did not take care of young guys. And so while like Rodney and Jazz, yes, you're right, they worked their tail off to get everything they got, and it's still a testament to you, to how you knew how to encourage and how you knew how to get the young people and help them out along the way. So I mean, you don't undersell yourself on that part of it, because you were a veteran who was willing to look at the younger people under you. I mean, I know by the time I met you, if we're talking 20 years ago, you know, I'm just a young kid, and you always treated me good, and you didn't have to. And so that's why I say that, you know, and that's why you're going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, not to blow smoke up your butt, but hey, that it is what it is.
Well, you know, I remember when my son came to me, Logan came to me and wanted to become a wrestler, and I trained with him for probably a couple, 2 or 3 months before he had to go back to Atlanta. But when he went back to Atlanta, he was able to get into WCW and work with Sarge in their training
power
camp.
Plant. Yeah.
And you know, he got an opportunity to go to WWE, but you know, it's just, I instilled so much old school in him that he just couldn't get through these new age guys that never paid a due in their life. And, you know, he hit too hard. They always complained about him. And, you know, he was like his old man. He just kind of told him what he thought one day in a shoot interview. And that kind of ended it for yeah, but yeah, that apple doesn't fall far from the tree there. But
it you always took care of the young guys. That's for darn sure. Unless they gave you a reason not to, you were always a great teacher, somebody that was easy to learn from, knew how to communicate, knew how to get your point across without screaming and yelling. That's for darn sure.
Well, you know, as long as somebody was willing to listen and learn and was coachable, you know, there was no end to their potential. You know, it's the people that stop learning, stop listening, and think they know it all that end up dying in the wind. You know, they dry up mm-hmm. and blow away. And
yeah.
Because nobody will help them. And
yeah.
I've had a few that, you know, just didn't want to hear it. So I didn't help them. You know, they didn't want my help, so I didn't help them. And when it was too late is when they came to me and wanted help. And it was like, I'm sorry, you know. You had your shot, and now you've ruined your reputation, and nobody's going to touch you no matter how much you improve. He goes, you burned the bridge, so.
Yeah. That's so true. So what are your, besides the Hall of Fame on March 31st, Thursday, coming up in, by the time this hits the air, about a week and a half away, what other plans you got for that weekend? I know we talked about possibly WrestleCon, but I wasn't sure what you're doing. So what do you have planned after that Thursday? Because then you got Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, let's see, the WrestleCon is first and second. That I'll be there. Got a table with Sam Houston, and we're going to be there selling pictures and sell the t-shirts. Hopefully I can get my t-shirts done in time. And we're just mainly, you know, it's exciting for me just to be able to see some of the guys that I haven't seen in 15, 20 years. That's exciting to me, you know?
Yeah. The reunion part of it is, I tell people that all the time, what I miss from working indies is the camaraderie. The
sure,
you know, seeing you can't put a price on it. I don't even, if you've never experienced it, and I never experienced it to the level that you did, but I do know there was nothing like pulling up to a show and seeing people that you had become friends with and had been around with a lot, and just talking, and it's like a get together. You know, the time you spent in a ring was X amount of minutes, but the time in the back joking and some of the stuff you'd see back there and talk about, you don't want to talk about over the air. But, yeah, that's the stuff that you miss, and it sounds like that's what you're looking forward to the most.
Yeah, it is. It's the reunion of seeing guys that you were so used to seeing every day for 15, 20 years. I mean, every day you saw them somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. You met them, you were either on the card with them or you were on the road with them, or you met them overseas somewhere and you were constantly around them. And then, you know, when your career ends, unless you can make the reunions and see some of these guys, which my health's getting better, so I think I'm going to be able to get out and see more. I'm ready to, I guess not this year, but next year for sure, Lord willing, and go to that one, the Cauliflower Alley Club. I haven't been to that one in decades, so I really look forward to going out there. I wish I could go out this year for James's induction. I really do, but it's just not going to be in the cards.
Yeah. Well, it happens. So the good thing is keep on kicking, and maybe next year, like you said, and you can attend it then. But and Rod, I just wanted to spend a little time with you, talk about the Hall of Fame. You get inducted. It's not the WWE Hall of Fame, but hey, it's the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame, and it's a great honor. People like you paved the way in Texas, and I know a lot of people know who the Von Erichs are, and I know a lot of people remember the World Class days. Well, if you haven't listened to my episodes with Rod from last summer, go back and listen to him, because he talks about how he came to Texas and was around for World Class Championship Wrestling, WCCW, during its later years, and then USWA and Global. He was also a big part of that. And I'm going to name drop. You were Austin. Yes, Stone Cold Steve Austin's tag team partner. So anybody listening to this, you can also see a lot of that on the WWE Network if you have a subscription. But Rod was a veteran by that point and worked in Texas, and he was a big part of the North Texas wrestling scene back then when he came from California, and then proceeded to do a lot of things eventually in ECW and throughout the independents. And he's getting his great honor, Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame induction by James Beard, March 31st at the NWA Parade of Champions, IHWE. It's at the Ridgely Theater. Make sure you go. You know, we've had on David Fuller talking on the show this week as well. He gave you all the details. So, Rod, I want you to have some fun. I will see you. I will be there. I'm definitely gonna. Yes. I got to ask you: Are you getting there early? Are you getting there at that 2 p.m. time slot?
Yeah, I'm coming in on the 30th, and I'm gonna spend the night with James Beard. I'm gonna stay with him. I haven't seen his family in years, and spend probably be up most of the night catching up on a lot of things. But I grew up with his son Cody. I remember he was just a young kid,
yeah,
and now he's a grown man. So I look forward to seeing him and spending time with him, man.
Cool.
Along with Jay, of course.
Yeah. I was asking because the 2 p.m. David invited me to the media session before they opened the doors for Cornette's live podcast at 3 p.m. So if it's 2 p.m., I'm planning on getting there probably a little bit before that, so that I can attend that as well. And see who maybe I can talk to before Jim
yeah.
kicks off his deal at 3. So if you're
yeah.
going to be there early, I'll be there as well to see you. No, man, it sounds good. I look forward to seeing you and Sam Houston. I don't know. Is Sam coming that Thursday night or no?
I don't know. I think Sam maybe. I know he's in North Carolina right now visiting his girls, and he may leave from North Carolina to go to Dallas. So
okay.
We'll
gotcha.
I'll talk to him later this week, and we'll figure out what we're gonna do and go from there.
I hear you. Well, that sounds like a plan. So ladies and gentlemen, be there March 31st. Not only get to see Rod Price get inducted into the Southern Wrestling Hall of Fame, but you'll get to see a plethora of talent, including the likes of Rodney Mack and Raymond Rowe from Ring of Honor. I think Lance Hoyt, a former WWE star and current New Japan star, is also going to be on the card there in the three-way dance, from what I remember. Black Bart will be there as well, one of Rod's old peers from the Global days as well.
Absolutely.
So, yep. So, just be there, fans. You will not regret it. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap up my discussion with the California Stud, a.k.a. Hardway Rod Price, from his ECW days. And right now I'm going to throw it over to myself, Doc Turner, and Hardbody Harper as we are going to review and discuss the week that was in professional wrestling. That will include Ring of Honor, TNA, and WWE from this week. We finally going to wrap the put a bow on this thing for this week in wrestling. I got myself, Mike Mills, with Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports, and Doc Turner on the line. Fellas, what's going on tonight? Harper, how you living?
It's not, man. I'm just trying to find my damn phone.
That's real fucking good. Can't keep track of your shit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Doc, what's happening, man?
Bunch of bullshit wrestling.
Okay. If you say so. Doc, we got so much shit to cover this week. You're fucking hot. Am I lying?
Man, we're going to have to find new hobbies and have put together a new podcast around it, you know? Maybe we have like a knitting podcast. We all knit some shit and then get together and talk about it, or maybe take up some culinary arts and then make a nice souffle and then get together and talk about the ingredients and shit.
Culinary arts?
Culinary arts, motherfucker.
It's culinary, motherfucker.
I'm from Texas. I call it what I want.
Yeah, and I'm from a place where we're known for cooking.
We're also from a place where they're known for music, and you don't like music, so what the fuck?
Rotate on it, motherfucker.
Yeah. Bones, Thugs of Harmony.
That's right, bitches. All right, let's get to some news, man. This is Booking the Territories Pro Wrestling Podcast, and we got a shitload of wrestling news to cover this week with ROH. TNA making major, major news. They very, very much upset Doc. And then we got 3 hours of Raw that we're going to cover in probably about 20 minutes, maybe less, give you our thoughts on a snooze fest as a teaser. ROH news. So Doc and Harper, Lio Rush is actually getting a shot at the ROH World title at Supercard of Honor in Dallas WrestleMania weekend. Mike Johnson reported it last week that this was due to the current ROH television champion Ishii's commitments to New Japan, which prevents him from coming to the U.S. that weekend. Quick show plug real quick while I'm talking about ROH and Lio Rush. Brian Fury, who was in the finals with Lio Rush in the tournament, will be our guest next week as he is coming back to discuss the tournament, the Top Prospect Tournament, Beyond Wrestling, and the Taz.
You're going to bug, you're gonna bug him for Sasha's digits again?
Yeah.
If you don't know what the Taz thing is, you'll have to tune in. Taz had some, I took it as some backhanded compliments towards Brian Fury on his show a few weeks back.
No such thing as a backhanded compliment. Either you compliment somebody or you're getting up in their face. Stop no selling me.
So I flat out said, I asked him, got to be a journalist. Like, Brian, come on, man, let's talk about it. So we talked about it, man. He was real cool with it, though. But you will definitely enjoy the Taz talk surrounding Brian Fury. And no, Doc, I did not ask him for Sasha Banks' number. That didn't happen. So, but Lord, she's so hot. God,
damn,
bro, I can't, dude. Our buddy, Doc's buddy, TK at Thog 94 sent me a meme or a GIF or whatever the fuck they call it a few weeks back of my reaction when Sasha wins at WrestleMania. So I'm calling it now. She'll win. Anyway, ROH. While we're also on the topic of ROH. Hey, Doc, you and I like it. It's 1 hour of wrestling with no crap in between. I think you told me this week it takes about 48 to 50 minutes to get through it. Is that correct?
Something like that.
That sounds great.
It sounds much better than 3 hours and 15 minutes God. Of Monday Night Raw.
On Tuesday morning, it sounds like heaven.
No shit. Here's my only complaint. And I guess the thing is, man, I've gotten away from watching NXT all the time, so I'm going to get some flack what I'm about to say because NXT pre-tapes as well. But the thing that I think as I'm watching ROH and the thing that got me this week was Ishii comes out with the television title that was won at another event. I think it was won at the New Japan event. And so that is the ROH TV title that wasn't even won on ROH TV. And I understand, man, you're going to have things that happen where it's going to be won elsewhere. But if it's the ROH TV title, man, the last two times it's been won has not been on TV. And, like, to me, that's the basics of the TV title back in the day. So why don't we just not call it the TV title? Call it something else if that's the case. The other bone I want to pick with it, too, is, and again, I'm an ROH fan, is when you tape your product 4 to 6 weeks out in advance, man, it just – there's as bad as Raw is for 3 hours, there's just no suspense because the spoilers are always at your fingertips and it's damn near impossible to stay away from them. Like, I wasn't even trying to find out if Lio Rush – I take that back. I kind of was trying to find out if Lio Rush won a tournament, but – I stumbled upon it on Twitter the night he won it. You know, it was no headline that says spoiler, don't lose.
Yeah.
So I don't – Doc, do you see a problem with the way they presented that, especially with the Ishii situation where he wins – he's got the title and now he's going to defend against Whitmer, which I love Whitmer's response. Are you kidding me? You can bribe me any day. I'll take the money and run off, and then he ends up defending against Cedric Alexander. But you got any issues with how that rolled out, Doc?
Yeah. You know, if you're going to change the belt and not do it on TV, hey, that's your call. But you don't have film of that somewhere happening, man. That makes me feel like, you know, we had the title switch in Japan and phantom match like they used to do back in the 80s. So I think that ought to be on TV. I really work hard not to find out what's going on in the spoilers because I like to be surprised when I watch that show.
Bullshit. Yeah.
But it's easy to avoid ROH spoilers. It's harder to avoid the TNA bullshit.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. I do agree with you. It pains me every time I say that, but it's true about the TV stuff because back in the day, if you want to present it the way it was back in the day where they did show a clip, I remember like the Mid-South Superdome specials or the supercards and stuff that they would have that was not TV. Whenever they came back on the next Saturday or next Sunday and the product was on TV, they would give a recap of whatever happened at the non-televised event at that point. So you knew, like the best example I remember, I was watching one with Sam Houston. Small plug, going to be on the show in a few weeks. Sam Houston and I think it was Black Bart, one of Doc's favorite people back in the day. And Sam dropped the belt to Black Bart. I forgot which title it was. But they showed a recap at the very beginning of the next show. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. And I figured you'd agree, Doc. I mean, you're actually smart sometimes. So, and this is not just an ROH problem. It's a TNA problem because, as we know, TNA just recorded last week for 6 weeks of programming.
Damn.
Speaking of TNA.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. Speaking of TNA, Harper and I talked a little bit about this on Saturday, but let me spread some good news first. TNA. The ratings were excellent by TNA standards last Tuesday as far as pop goes. They drew 430,000 viewers, which is up from 280 the week before. Somebody who's leaving the company, we'll get to that in a second, cuts a beautiful promo on Dixie Carter. I loved Eric Young's promo on her. That was a shoot. And now that you see what happened, you're like, well, I can see why he cut that promo. I didn't like Galloway becoming champion. I seem to be in a minority because the podcast I've listened to this week and people I've read stories from, they're like, oh, no, they're fine with it. He's good. I'm like, okay. And then Jeremy Borash, I'm not a big fan of his, but he needs to be an announcer with Pope because Josh Matthews is bad and adds nothing to the product. Doc, anything you want to say before I move on to the heavy hitting news that you want to take a severe shit on?
Goddamn, where do we start? See, they had more viewers to watch them shit the bed. We put a watch out forever saying, look out.
I actually watched it. It was.
Oh, man.
You watched the whole thing?
No,
because we talked Saturday.
When I got back for Wildcat, I was like, oh, look, they got the replay was on. And I watched it until it got to Bobby Lashley shooting the damn. It felt like a 3-hour promo. And I was like, man, I can't deal with this shit. And
they ought to get Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns together and have them shoot promos. That's just wrestling NyQuil right there.
It was that's what happened. I turned it off. I was like, man, it's fucking midnight. Fuck this.
And on the commercial,
yeah, for real. Bye.
So am I supposed to believe that Pope got knocked out? But that Lashley got physical with Josh Matthews, and Josh Matthews is now tougher than Pope and was able to continue, yet Pope was stretchered out.
Well, the thing was, he actually speared Pope but he, and I agree. There's some messed up shit with that. He speared Pope, but Pope's a former wrestler, so you figure he'd take a bump and still be able to survive. And he threw Matthews to the ground. Now, I agree. Should the spear decapitate Pope and then he not be able to come back to the desk? I agree. I don't know. To me, I'm not down with that. I would think if you're a wrestler or former wrestler, unless you're,
you know what it is, it's racist.
50,
it's
60 years old.
Look who owns the company, man. Dixie. Look at that.
And it's not.
Yeah.
You, man, you know what? You, more than anybody I know, you bring the race card up a lot.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to look out for my people.
What the hell ever. Okay,
and
so
here's
Doc,
the thing.
Let's.
The wrong guy is the champion. You know what? Where I come from, it's called the South. And in the South, Southern wrestling, I need a heel champ just running roughshod over shit and not some generic looking dude that's ready to stand up for wrestling, whatever that means. That guy's boring. So good luck with that shit.
Yeah, you. Well, here's the thing, Doc. When this happened last Tuesday and you and I were talking on Wednesday or Thursday and you were like, man, did you watch it? Because a lot of times I can't watch it right on Tuesday because I'm doing the stuff for the show and getting it uploaded. Well, when I finally watched it, I'm like, man, you and I, you know good and well, I have been an Eric Young fan for a long time. And I'm always like, that fucking dude is a great heel. Put the damn belt on him. Now, I was fine with Matt having a belt as a heel because he really, really did a good job. But I kept saying, man, Eric Young, dude, that dude needs to be champion again. Because he was champion before, right, Doc? When you were watching it back in the day?
Yeah,
he held the belt before.
He kept saying Bobby Roode messed him out of it.
Right. So I'm like, Eric Young, man, why does Eric Young not have the belt? Why does Eric Young not have the belt? So I was like, fuck, man, put the damn belt on Eric Young, not Drew Galloway. Man, four fucking days later, Eric Young's no longer with the company. I'm like, oh, Jesus. So, man, you know how I felt about that. So that leads us into the wonderful news that we got from this week with Eric Young and Bobby Roode announcing that they are leaving Impact Wrestling as of Saturday. Now, before I get to you, Doc, because I know you're fucking hot under the collar about this shit. Harper, you are not the biggest obvious TNA fan, right? You don't watch it. But I assume you're pretty familiar with Eric Young and Bobby Roode.
Right, yeah.
All right. Just for somebody who doesn't watch it and is a casual viewer of TNA every now and then, probably only look at it every now and then because me and Doc talk about it on a call on the podcast. When you heard the news those two were leaving, what were you thinking?
I think someone fucked up, man, because that's their two homebrew guys.
Yep.
And then,
I think they signed in 03 together on the same day with that company. 2003, they signed together ironically on the same day. Bobby Roode actually told the story of it this week on the Taz show. But yeah, that's their homegrown guys. And come on, man. I mean, I wanted to do this before the show and I just ran out of time, but they've lost so many people. These two are a big hit. They're homegrown guys, like Harper just said.
AJ Styles.
Hold on, Doc. We're gonna go down the list.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go down the list first, or do you want to talk about how hot and pissed you
man,
are? Right
you know
now?
What Dixie's qualified for? The only job I would hire Dixie for.
Please don't
what
be say clean.
Say
please
it. Say it.
Clean. Don't be too.
Is she a bucket?
Don't.
A dumpster.
Oh, God.
Some kind of dumpster.
No. Go ahead, Doc.
The only job I would hire Dixie for is if I had a fortune that I needed somebody to come in and squander for me. I inherited $1 billion and I somehow needed somebody to come in and waste it all.
Like
Dixie
movie,
Carter.
Millions.
I go, get me Dixie on speed dial, damn it.
I got to make some bad decisions. Come here, girl.
Oh shit.
Do you think that's what Papa Dixie was doing, thinking when he built his fortune in energy was I can't wait for the day that my airheaded daughter gets to blow my fortune.
No, obviously he didn't think that. But seriously, Doc, how? Okay, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's always something. We're looking for new investors.
You know, there's that person at work you work with. They're always sick on Monday. They're always got a reason why they're late for the meeting. They're always got a reason why they ain't done what they said they're going to do. They never come through. They never can get over the hump. Maybe that person's just an idiot. They didn't get an inheritance like Dixie. But you all know that person. We've said it for weeks. We said, man, they ain't shit the bed yet. That ain't exactly a ringing endorsement. That's just they ain't shit the bed yet.
Yeah, it's actually bad because it's always something. It's the investors. It's the need a new TV deal. It just seems like we're constantly crossing some bridge with them or something's happening. That,
like in a fucking life raft.
Doc watched them while they won Spike, and I mean they did have some successful times on Spike, right? Didn't they, Doc? I mean, they did some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, God, what, 10 years ago?
Oh, no. I'm not saying Doc, when was their last good run, you would say, as a
when
fan?
When they had Christian was the NWA champion?
God almighty, I'm bad with like, remember when Tom was, but it's been a few years. But, I mean, you got to remember, this is a group that...
Well, they were just on Spike in 2013, 14?
We're 2000 late.
Yeah, but they...
No. I hear
they
you.
They weren't throwing up WrestleMania moments every week on that show either at the end. So look out. Let's run through the list. Let's run through the list of people that are making money all over the world in different promotions that those sorry assholes have had and didn't know how to book their own territory. Maybe we need to book it for them. Book it, bitches.
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, and this is just since the Destination America.
Oh, I can go back deeper than that, but I'll.
No. I know. But we talked about that a while back, but I just want to go off the since going to Destination America, the people that they've lost. I mean, just off the top of my head, MVP, Samoa Joe, Low Key, Austin Aries,
Kenny King.
Those are, and now you can add Rude and Young
to that.
And they
lost James Storm, but he came back. Let's not forget that.
But since the Destination America stuff, they have lost MVP, Samoa Joe, Low Key, Austin Aries, Kenny King, Rude, and Young. That is seven. Besides James Storm, and I'm sure I can.
And
if
you
I
need
really
to buy a ring, and we'll start our BTT promotion with those seven.
I mean, just.
We'll let Harper manage a couple of them. We'll be off and running.
That's right, damn it.
I mean, do I need to throw in there you go. Do I need to throw in Mickey James into that? I mean, is that fair?
Well, James Storm killed her at the train station. Don't you remember that?
Well, I know, but I mean, technically she was a WWE guy. Didn't they have Roderick Strong at some point?
At some point, everybody was there. CM Punk was
there.
They had
R-Truth. They did have CM Punk. They had R-Truth at one point. R-Truth.
Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal.
Sanjay Dutt.
Chris Sabin, Christopher Daniels. They had Xavier Woods as Consequences Creed. The Dudley Boys, although you could argue that they were ECW made.
Molly Shearer.
He's still there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man. No. Okay. The point is we just went through. Okay. Within the last year, MVP, Samoa Joe, Low Key, Austin.
Nigel McGuinness.
We've got seven in the last year. It just you look at that roster and you're like, what are they gonna do? Now, okay, hold up. We do need to talk about this because Doc, you know the news on Rude, what happened with him. Allegedly. What he's saying.
Did somebody
did his wife.
Okay, Bobby, show us on the doll where they touched you.
What?
No. So Bobby Roode on Taz, and look, man, I've worked in corporate America for a long time.
Oh, Mr. Pseudo Businessman here.
I know. When words are said, when you're leaving a company.
There's all kinds of code.
Oh, boy. You are fucking shooting. You are. Let me say, I'm not shooting. I hate to say this. You're kayfabing like a motherfucker. You are just like.
Other opportunities.
Yeah. There you go. So Bobby Roode on Taz, and I'm just. This is just. It's in verbatim. Yeah. Roode said his deal was up on March 8th. Young's deal was up near March 1st. Now, he's speaking for himself from this point forward. He says the company wanted to keep them around, to his knowledge, but Rude said after 12 years, he felt like it was the right time for him to go. Felt like he did all he could do there, and things started to get stale. His passion wasn't there no longer, and he felt it wasn't the right fit for him anymore at TNA. He did say they could have exercised the option for a rollover year in his contract, but he didn't want to be there anymore. He did go on to say he no hard feelings. It just was time, and he felt he had done everything he could do there. Now, Doc, do you want to translate that into what you think that would mean?
Y'all motherfuckers have dropped balls for 13 years, and I'm damn tired of it. So in the words of my tag team partner, sorry about your damn luck.
Therefore, he decided to leave. So, and Eric, I don't have much on Eric Young. I got a long thing. I'm not going to read
Eric
about
Young's
it,
got some reality TV stuff that he's working, right?
Well, I don't know.
The fishing thing or something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he did talk about that a while back. This is what Mike Johnson reported about Eric Young. He said, in the case of Eric Young, we were told that Young had also signed a new deal recently, but after being with the company for 12 years, he was said to have been upset with what he had been offered for that deal. Beyond that, one source believed that Young was frustrated to see TNA talents who had a much shorter tenure or who had left and returned being offered deals at the same level or better. It should be noted that while others were likely being locked in 100% for TNA, Young is believed to have had the ability to do outside projects such as his past reality series, which is what you're talking about, with TNA not being involved with that aspect of his career. We are told that Young voiced his unhappiness, and TNA management asked him to decide if he wanted to remain or wanted to see if he wanted to become a free agent. At 36, which is a key age in professional wrestling, Young decided that he'd rather not be locked into a deal and wanted the ability to explore options elsewhere, so he and the company negotiated his release, part of which was Young working the last week of TV tapings. He's also completely free and clear to sign anywhere he wants and is currently taking independent dates. I point out 36 years old because I can tell you once you reach 35, 36, you severely start noticing your physical skills declining. And I'm sure he wants to go make some good money and wants to work elsewhere at this point in time. But so that's the deal with Eric Young. Doc, you got anything else you want to share about it, or Harper, anything else you want to think about related to it?
How inept do you have to be to have continuously, year after year, your champions just basically hand you the strap and go, fuck it, I'm out?
Yeah, I think that was the worst part of it, because I think he was still king of the mountain.
King of the mountain champion. For Eric Young, tag team champion and beer money.
Right.
And it just
so you got two of your champions. I mean, one is a tag champion. And then freaking Bobby Roode and James Storm just got back together with beer money. And that, man, that's actually probably one of the best things they had going. All right, so I ran a poll on Twitter.
I bet you run lots of polls.
Not a stripper poll, but I ran a poll on Twitter. Hey, Harper, you ever been? Nah, you wouldn't go there.
Where?
Man.
Shishi's?
Nah. You been to Shishi's? Well, white folks go to Shishi's too. My bad. I shouldn't say that.
Why you got to say it like that?
Have you been to Shishi's?
No, bro. That's a joke.
Oh, bro. Okay. I mean, you know, they ain't far from where I grew up. So I've been up in that bitch. Nah, they had one that was slightly classier called the Roxbury.
The Onyx?
All the. Nah, Onyx. Oh, Jesus, bro. Nah, man. They had one called the Roxbury in New Orleans East. It was off out there. And that one was slightly classier. Let me see.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, man. Classy women out in that one. That's real classy. Yeah. All right. So I ran this poll, and it said, where does Bobby Roode and Eric Young fit best, and where would you like to see them? Now, the three options were Ring of Honor, WWE main roster, and NXT. I was completely goddamn shocked by the results of this.
Don't be. Our fans aren't that smart.
Ring of Honor?
No. I actually would think Ring of Honor would be the top
choice.
Man,
I tell you what. I would pop off my motherfucking couch if Lethal's cutting a promo and Bobby Roode slid under the bottom rope and said, I'm here and I want what you got hanging over your shoulder.
Or Eric
either
Young.
Either one, really. You, I like
either one of them.
You like Eric Young better. I like Bobby Roode better. But you know what? That's 1A and 1B. Both those guys are awesome.
Yep. Well, in this poll I ran, man, I'm shocked. The 39% of the people want them to either go to the main roster in WWE. 39% equally said NXT. God. And the last one was Ring of Honor, 22%. My thing is, my biggest fear about either one of them dudes going to WWE is WWE just screwing it up.
Yeah, that would happen.
Thing. And your dumbass didn't put the fourth choice on there, which would be New Japan.
Well, what I was thinking was Ring of Honor with their partnership with Japan, New Japan. I kind of thought maybe that would – because you got to figure those two would go to Japan and do some stuff too. So with the partnership, I mean. So, but, man, dude, that's just – I can't believe most people – I can't believe 39% of the people would say the main roster. Now, hey, now when I say that, that's not me saying they're not main roster ready. I think all three of us would say, shit, those dudes are veterans. They could be on a WWE main roster tomorrow or today. Right? And y'all disagree or agree?
They could have been there 5-6 years ago.
Exactly. They've been there.
I wish they'd have been on last night, for God's sakes.
Jesus Christ.
We're about to get into that. I'm gonna throw Harper. Be prepared because I'm gonna throw it over to you, and I'm gonna have you just tell me your thoughts on it. But yeah, man. So Ring of Honor got 22%, and the main roster WWE 39, NXT got 39%, and I'm just kind of like, I just can't believe it, because if you ask me, while they'll get a reaction at the main roster or NXT, I'm telling you, they show up at a Ring of Honor freaking show and that place will explode.
Here's the question I have for you. You flatback bumpers here.
Here we go. No,
this is serious. So shut up and listen. So Young is 36, Roode is 39. They work at ROH. They probably are going to have to be able to work other promotions to supplement that to make the kind of money they want to make.
Yeah.
They're getting off of Dixie's daddy's inheritance kitty, so they're going to have to hustle a little bit for money. So at 36 and 39, when your body starts to kind of, you know, you start to see the downward side of your peak, let's say you rip your knee open. Who pays for that? Versus if you're under the WWE corporate umbrella and you rip your knee in the ring, who pays for that? Does that come into the decision-making somewhere for these guys?
Bobby Roode's got kids, and I don't know if he's married. I would think that's going to play a big part of it. I know it would for me.
Yeah.
Because my mentality was completely different when it was just me.
You were out there hustling in the ring, turning out those ring rats.
Going to she-she's.
Not even worried about a rubber. Not even worried about a rubber. Just like, why does it burn when I pee? God.
Who uses that term rubber? Jeez, God. God, you're white trash. Rubber. What are you, 1985?
Yeah.
Right. He got you, Doc.
Well, I'm just talking about all the ring rats. You were telling me about the green goo that was coming out, the discharge.
Are we done talking about TNA? Can we move on to WWE now?
TNA is a bunch of green discharge, too.
That's class.
Man, it's on tonight, too, and I'm going to sit there watching it just pissed off the entire fucking time.
Hey, you do realize we had listeners asking us for a review and Impact show. Where are we at with that
one?
Well,
I just found something, you know, a hobby. We're going to have a what is it? Culinary arts podcast. cooking the territory.
You better call Saul.
Instead of booking the territory, it's going to be cooking the territory.
TNA's doing a good job of cooking the territory, dude. Okay.
Tonight we drizzled the shits over our caramel souffle.
Did you?
This is called Dixie's Delight.
Did you get out all of your TNA anguish, Doc?
That way we can move on. Yeah, let's start pounding on Vince's bullshit. I'm telling you, man, I'm fucking inches away from just giving up wrestling.
Yeah, bro. It's if it wasn't for this podcast, bro, I wouldn't watch one goddamn second of it, bro.
Bruh, don't watch it. I'm telling you, I could still have you on the show. I didn't figure it out.
It's horrible.
Can I stop watching it too?
It's like Fear Factor Wrestling Edition. 3 fucking hours, man. Motherfucker. And it's garbage.
And you know, other than sleeping, and I mean even getting your dick sucked, it's hard to do anything for 3 hours and 15 minutes straight.
God. It's like watching Lord of the Rings every Monday night.
I ain't ever had that problem.
It is hard to watch, man. Jesus Christ.
They're even fucking up New Day.
That bad. Yeah, I would. That last night was bad with the New Day. Let me. All right, here. I do. Actually, I need to address this one question. This is not a serious one, but Doc will love this one. So Ryan, one of our listeners, said Dixie tweeted out. This is legit. Dixie tweeted out a congratulatory statement to Hulk Hogan on Twitter.
Oh goddamn.
She did. She said, I'm going to pull it up and then I'll read it later on in the show. Any thoughts on Hogan investing in Impact with his $115 million he just won from Bubba the motherfucking Love Sponge? Doc?
Hulk Hogan.
He's not going to see $115 million.
No, hell no.
But
he won't see half of that.
Yeah, right. He couldn't
He's
get
the
close
most resourceful
that.
Motherfucker in the history of the world, man. You talking about a guy who's made more out of nothing for an entire career than that dude? First of all, he is synonymous with pro wrestling for an entire generation of people, and he couldn't work his way out of a fucking paper sack. Second of all, he's a racist piece of shit. And third of all, he's going to become richer than the three of us will ever be combined for banging his buddy's bitch on videotape and
yeah,
then still
crazy,
over.
Huh?
What a you think I'm white trash for saying rubber? What a white trash piece of crap.
He's from Tampa. Come on.
Well, there you go. Is Tampa like Seminole?
You just alienated every Florida listener.
First of all, Tampa must be Seminole for white trash. And second of all, Florida is. You ever been to Florida? What a what a swampy piece of shit.
Dude, you got some nerve. I know a lot of people that talk about Texans like they're trash, too,
no,
man.
No one ever does that.
Bunch of rednecks in Texas. Okay, Doc, since you went off on your tirade, this is what Dixie's Carter tweet said. So happy for Hulk Hogan and his family. So very proud of the faith you have had through the ordeal from day one. Fuck. Well, one of our listeners retweeted that and said, well, Hulk sure wasn't thinking about God when he was banging his best friend's
wife.
Yeah, for
real, huh? That's the thing no one ever brings up.
Yeah,
you're banging your best friend's old lady. And you
literally, man.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we had a listener who retweeted and said, oh, I guess he was thinking about that. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Shit happens. It says he wasn't thinking about God when he was laying that pipe and boning his best friend's wife.
Yeah.
All right. So we're done with TNA. That was, I think, the last question I got. Raw. Here we go. Here's the thing about Raw. Look, the opening segment they did fine. They kept it real short. People there wouldn't crap on it any more than they already were. I just don't know what they're going to do, man. There's going to be a lot of miserable people leaving the stadium for WrestleMania when Roman wins. And I just don't know if any of the segments that they did it's not that I don't know. I know the stuff that they did last night didn't progress the storyline for Hunter and Stephanie and Roman. And the last thing is what?
I'm sorry, but I got tired of your bullshit, so I started reading Hulk's Head's Twitter feed. One of our listeners is Hulk's Head, and he does, you probably guys are probably already know, but he does like a Twitter account, a fake Twitter account for Hulk Hogan. So I highly suggest people head over there and read the feed. So whatever.
Is that it?
What were you talking about? I'm sorry.
I was just saying, man. They didn't progress the story, dude. Okay, so Roman comes out, grabs Steph's hand, doesn't allow her to slap him. And then they do this segment where he charges and pulls Triple H out the
limousine. The SUV. Yeah, right. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you two, Harper, you first. Did that make you care about anything related to this?
No, bro. It's I don't want to watch it anymore.
I think we're actually making Harper sad by doing this.
I don't want to do this anymore. It's just you're horrible.
Doing it. Oh, you're doing it. Oh, you're doing it.
It's just so politically correct.
Harper, I took you out to dinner. I paid for those drinks. We're doing it.
No.
Look, you already took your bra off. Now we're doing it. No means maybe, and we're going to turn that maybe into a yes.
Oh, yeah.
Doc, you got any thoughts about the whole Roman Reigns, Stephanie, Triple H thing from last night? Anything you want to share that you just loved passionately?
No.
Is that a no?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
It's just horrible, right? It's so, I don't know. It's
here's the part
it feels packaged and just manufactured and put together like from an assembly line. Like here, eat
here's
this.
The scary part if you're them that they need to be thinking about. It's one thing to come on here and for us to get all hot and bothered and be like, man, fuck, God, stupid sons of bitches, like we did with TNA. You know what that tells me? On some level, as dumb as it makes me, we're still invested in TNA being successful, and we care. With WWE, it's just like, man, I don't give a shit. Just get it over with. That's pure straight apathy, and that's a bad business look.
I see you took what I told you earlier today and ran with it.
What?
About not giving a care.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been talking.
Yeah, I did.
Don't give
me that
shit. Every time I come in your office lately, it's like, I don't want to talk about the show unless we're going to talk about Sasha Banks.
That's not what I said, but you are right.
You need
I
to get out
of
here. I'm trying to stalk
wrestling.
Her on social media.
That's not. Come on, man. Why are you gonna lie? Huh?
Okay. You have do you have an unhealthy obsession with her?
No.
Harper, you seen it with them tights?
Yeah.
There you go.
Sasha Harper. Mm.
Nah, bro, I fight you for that one.
What you gonna do, bro? With that stupid hat you wear.
Hey, bro, my hat looks good, man.
Like the fucking...
I can't hold
it. I thought that was a Brooklyn Brawler walking in there.
Yeah, that's a compliment. Yeah. Shit. Hell yeah. All right. Well, that segment, let's move on from the Roman Reigns thing because I think we all agree that there was nothing accomplished there. All right. The Shane and Taker deal.
God, dude.
What happened to Vince out there, man?
Okay, hold on.
I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to because
I need. Go ahead, Harper.
It can't end well. Because I don't want to see him lose, especially the fucking Shane McMahon. That's like him losing to me.
That's actually maybe worse.
Dude, it's just like, come on, bro. And you know he's gonna lose.
Okay, here's. Biggest Doc, you got anything before I share my thoughts on it?
No, not really.
Okay. Biggest problem with this. First, John Pollock from the Law Radio said from the moment they came out with this whole Shane angle, he didn't like it. He said it was short-sighted, amongst other things, and that he didn't like it. It felt like, you know, I don't want to call it a crash TV, but he just said it felt like, you know, something that they were throwing out there. Shane got this big pop. But now you're starting to see 3 weeks later, it's dying down.
Yeah.
It's starting to bottom out. There's not the interest in it. Now, Vince comes out and he's like, this is Undertaker's most formidable opponent that he has ever faced at WrestleMania. Well, that just buries Brock if you ask me, but whatever. That is the part that got me. So if Taker loses to Shane, it will be his last Mania.
God.
But there's a paradox with this match. That's a problem. But if Shane beats Taker, Shane has control of Raw, which remember the first stipulation was if you have control of Raw, you actually have control of the company.
So he's going to bring him back.
So he could bring him back. So. There's it makes no sense. I mean, but there's nothing to it. It has no legs to stand on because it's a paradigm. So if Shane wins, he gets control. But if Taker wins, if Taker loses, he can't wrestle anymore.
Man, Vince stood out there. Vince stood out there and called the Undertaker his bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know what purpose that serves.
I could tell you one thing. I'm 99% sure John Cena does some kind of run-in with this match.
What about Stone Cold?
Stone Cold, Cena, or Austin, or Rock, somebody is running in. And I keep leaning towards Cena doing something because, man, he's laying these little, not spoilers, but breadcrumbs out there on social media how he's not wrestling.
Yeah.
But he's not saying he ain't going to be there and doing something. I'm not wrestling in a match. I just think there's some interference in this. It's not going to be black and white. You bet your ass on that. But then again, the main event last year wasn't with Seth Rollins, which I actually was fine with the way they did that. I liked the way they, had Seth win it. I was cool with that. It wasn't a big deal. But this whole angle is disintegrating in front
it's
of
booty.
Us. Would y'all agree?
Yeah, it's just horrible, bro.
Terrible.
And the sad part is, if they want to do something sloppy and uninteresting, they could pay any one of us $45,000 to go up there and do it. Instead, they employ a team of writers that they pay probably untold amounts of money to produce that bunch of festering horseshit. The only thing they do better than TNA right now is that at least they got everybody locked up on a contract, so at least they'll show up for work.
Well, with 3 hours of TV, I mean,
it's all hands on deck, man. They pulled out fucking Heath Slater and everybody, Zack Ryder. Who was it? I get those two confused.
I love Zack Ryder.
Me too.
Fandango was out there,
dude. I was like, Saturday we're here training, and I was like, dude, whatever happened to him? Is he still with the company? And there it was.
He came out. Yeah. I actually like Zack Ryder. Oh, I think
he's entertaining.
I think
he got himself over on social media and Vince said, no. Yeah.
That sucks, man.
It does.
And then really Vince does. Has the balls to come out and go, people need to grab the brass ring. Shit.
I ain't grabbing shit. You grab it.
Hey, Harper, I did have a question for you from a listener, Preston. This guy sent this in emails before. He says, HH, how mad did you get when the Usos came out last night?
It was like, here we go again, bro. It's like Groundhog Day. Remember that movie with fucking Bill Murray?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I feel like. It's fucking Groundhog Day.
You know what's bad? Jesus Christ. He used to get hot about it, Doc. Now he's just like,
what you gonna do? They're gonna shove him down my throat. It's like all those dicks I have all week long.
Better call Saul.
Better call Saul, dude.
Justin sent me a question. He says, comparing how UFC does it right and WWE doesn't with their build of angles or matches, why does UFC get it right and WWE doesn't? Well, here's the thing, brah. UFC doesn't have 3 hours of TV to fill every Monday and 2 hours to fill on SmackDown every Thursday, okay? UFC does not have that issue to work around. So they can build their stuff with just hype.
Here's the other
matches.
Thing. WWE, UFC leans into the fact that somebody's going to get their ass whooped. WWE's too busy pussyfooting around and doing cute-ass angles on everything instead of just two guys getting in there and beating the piss out of one another.
Well, and you do realize that there's a lot of working in UFC.
Oh, yeah. Everything's a work, brother.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yep.
It's all a work.
Ain't nobody
bruh.
Get out of bed in the morning of the day working.
That's right. Goddamn right about that. Let's see where we're at.
I ain't never seen a bigger work than that Bellator nonsense.
God,
that was a great work.
Yeah. Remember what was that? Was that the group that had the Ken Shamrock Kimbo slice thing a year ago, and I was on vacation down at the beach at my beach house, and I was texting you, what a fucking work, man. They had the fucking Road Warriors coming out with them.
Dude, they did. That reminded me of fucking WrestleMania 2 with Piper versus Mr. T.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Hey, we'll get to our question from the
I'm gonna do it. Let me do it now since we're running out of time. We're starting to run short. So, man, Alan, I'm sorry. I don't want to mess up your name. Alan.
He said something really disrespectful about your name at work today when he got.
No, I didn't. Alan, thank you for emailing us. Alan is from Zimbabwe, and Alan said, if you were put in charge of putting together, and let me take this one, Doc, don't you dare interrupt me. If you were put in charge of putting together entrances at this year's WrestleMania, how would you do Sasha's? Mm. The one she had at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn was pretty bad boss level. So what would fit her WrestleMania debut? All right. First off, Alan.
On work today, he said, I'd have her come down to the ring riding my dick the whole way.
Yeah.
Alan. Sasha can walk out and do nothing but just walk, and I would be like, oh, yeah, buddy.
Like Andre shit with no music and nothing.
Yeah, bro, I'd be just fine. Secondly, I think I don't like these over-the-top WrestleMania debuts. Hunter pisses me off every year with his over-the-top shit. The damn – look, I don't know.
Terminator thing.
Yeah, I hated that. That was just stupid. Like, it's just over-the-top. Even Rusev, the tank last year, was a lot for me. I mean, it wasn't as bad as Hunter because Hunter feels like he's grandstanding when he does it. But nah, Alan, the TakeOver Brooklyn special they did where she walked out with the bodyguards and he lifted her up into the ring. Man, I thought it was impactful. I mean, I was good with that. So if they do something similar to that, I'm fine with it. I don't want to see anything over the top. I don't like over the top entrances. You got to remember, man, us three guys, we've been watching wrestling since they used to walk out with no ring music. Yeah. I mean, and when ring music just started to become, you know, new,
hey, man,
when it was JYD.
I can't be driving down the road.
Another one bites the dust.
I can't be driving down the road to this day. If I hear ZZ Top LaGrange come on, I start thinking about the Von Erichs trying to make their way to the ring through all those bitches yelling and screaming and pulling and tugging on them.
It's real classic.
That's some fun shit to watch, huh? We launched that old stuff.
Oh, that old stuff. So
yeah, God, that's like seeing like an old girlfriend that you had like in high school. Like, come here, girl.
And she didn't spend the last 20 years getting fat.
Yeah, exactly.
She kept it together.
She'll always be 16 to me.
You sound like you got somebody in mind.
Nah.
Okay. Just making sure, man. You sound like you're thinking about somebody. Jeez. I mean, he's sitting there just, laying it in thick. Hey, we're starting to get to the end. Jericho and Kevin Owens, Doc, what do you think about it?
You mean AJ Styles and Kevin Owens?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Well,
they went for...
Jericho comes in.
For what, 20-something minutes? Here's the thing. I am so tired of guest commentators and people coming down and interrupting. Just have some fucking matches.
I tell you what, dude. Twitter lit up last night when Jericho came down and interrupted that match. They didn't like it. Twitter wasn't on board with it.
Well, for the first time ever, Twitter and I are on the same page.
They didn't. They did not like it.
And the people on Twitter agree.
You have no followers still. That's real.
I've been just turning people down left and right.
You can't turn people down on follow.
Yes,
they follow you. You can block them.
That's what I've been doing. I've been blocking them and turning them down. Swatting them out. And every time I do, I wag my finger like Dikembe Mutombo. Like, get it out of here.
You do Hulk Hogan, right? When he used to wag his finger?
I don't do anything like Hulk Hogan, brother.
At Hulk's Head, thank you, man, for being a listener. Big shout out to you. TK at Thog 94. That's replacing Doc for an episode coming up, man. We appreciate you tuning in. Cam Burnett, thank you. Kevin Cordell, thank you. I'm just throwing out names out there. Brandon, thank you, man. I appreciate you tuning in. You guys always support us every single week. There's a guy. His name is Wayne. I think he goes by Hot Shiznit on Twitter. Man, thank you for tuning in, man. We really appreciate all the tweets and stuff. Last thing before we get up on out of here.
All of the people he just named, when I talked to him offline, he's like, I got their t-shirt money, so fuck those motherfuckers.
We need to discuss is the WrestleMania card, something that I brought up. Okay, so we are over a week before Mania.
Yeah.
And I challenge any of our listeners or you two to tell me which match that you're looking forward to more than Sasha, Becky, and Charlotte. And I'm gonna roll out this card for you. And you tell me if there's a match out there that you are looking forward to more. Not the same,
but before you do that, you looking forward to personally attending this soiree?
Are y'all going? I'm not going.
I'm taking my kid, yeah. Yeah, I'm going. Is that it? Are you going? Are you coming to Dallas?
No.
Okay, so you come. All right.
I mean, Luke and all them are going, but not me.
Fucking party pooper. All right. Let's get back to the question.
Doc doesn't pay for wrestling.
Except when he went to Oklahoma a few weeks ago and paid for wrestling.
Well, if you saw that local economy, I had to do something to try to stimulate it.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. You looking forward to that more than the women's match?
Natalya Paige. Who's in it?
Right now, Heath Slater, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Big Show, Kane, and there's more obviously going to be announced, but that's all we know of as of right now.
No.
Natalya Paige, Alicia Fox, and Brie Bella versus Lana, Tamina, Naomi, and a partner they haven't named
now
yet.
I'm cool.
Okay. The Usos versus Dudley.
Go away.
What is this, Sunday Night Heat? God damn. Jacked. What was that show they had? Jacked?
High Velocity.
Yeah.
WWE United States title match, Kalisto and Ryback.
Nope. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
God.
Intercontinental title ladder match, The Miz, Dolph, Sami Zayn, Stardust, Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, and Kevin Owens. You looking forward to that more than the girls?
I'm looking forward to it, but it's, I mean...
More than the women? More than the women's match?
No.
That's a car crash and a half.
Okay. Tag team title match, New Day and League of Nations.
Nope. Go away.
Okay. Street fight, Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose.
That's a no-hold-barred match?
Yeah. No. They call it a street fight now.
Okay, good.
Only if,
but
only,
well, they were saying both, but
only if
you looking forward to that more than
only
women?
If Dean Ambrose cuts Brock Lesnar with that chainsaw.
Okay, so that means no. Hell in a Cell, Undertaker and Shane. You want Jesus that more than the you like Christ. That more than the women's match?
Oh God,
I'm only got one more to go.
Why are you killing me, bro?
WWE World Heavyweight Title match, Triple H and Roman Reigns. You want to see that more than the women's match?
No.
I rest my
what about what case. About Jericho and Styles?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm my bad. That one. You looking forward to that one
yes.
more?
Yeah.
More.
Yes.
Not the same.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking to that. I'm looking at that one. That's the only one I'm looking at the same.
I think that one and I wouldn't mind seeing the ladder match.
As the same.
Ah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, I'm not.
Come on, man. Dude, we're not talking about. We're not talking about TLC.
Hop down off my jock. I ain't the one shelling out the big bucks to go see this shit like you are.
This ain't TLC. This ain't freaking some lame other monthly pay per view. This is the biggest show of the year, and I just went down a whole card, and y'all are both like,
yeah, bro. I think they got problems, man.
Well,
I mean, they're going to make money. They're WWE. They're Vince McMahon. They're going to make money. It's going to do well
this year. But if they don't have their shit in order next year, and because here's the thing, Rollins will be back. Cena will be back.
Yeah. I saw your boy from the Wyatts got hurt too. Luke Harper.
I saw that last night. Well, I didn't see it, but I heard.
They're in a dark match. Something.
Just saying, man. There's a whole that we just went through a whole card. Now those are straight up matches. That's not, you know, that's on the surface because we don't know what role The Rock plays in any of those. What role Austin plays in any of those? We don't know what role if Mick Foley's playing any role in anything. There's reports of I think Shawn Michaels as well. So I don't know what role these other people are playing in these matches, but I can tell you on the surface. Yeah, I want to see it. See, the IC title match is a tricky one because it's got Sammy in it, it's got Dolph in it, and it's got Kevin Owens in it. So, and even Zack Ryder, you look at that when you go, you know what? Yeah,
if I don't like triple threat matches, why in the hell am I going to like an 8-man ladder match?
Well, I will say last year's was good. Last year they did a hell of a job, and Dean was in it. That's the one that what's his name was on it. Daniel Bryan won it. Last year's was good. Last year's was it was a good ladder match. That's the one where Dean got his head split open when he got freaking powerbombed through the ladder on the floor outside.
Yeah,
you see that power? You see that powerbomb last night that Kevin Owens took off the turnbuckle? That was stout.
That was rough.
That's a big man coming from a long way up.
That's a big man with a gas tank. That's what he is. But no, that's the last point I wanted to make tonight, man. That's all I got. Yeah, we weren't too happy this week. You know, there's a lot of Raw wasn't good. TNA actually decent show, but then crap with the whole Rude and Young situation. I do want to say I'm still liking the decay in TNA.
Yeah, that's a good angle.
That's some wicked shit, man. They need to keep that up.
But y'all need to get your liquid paper out on your booking the territory t-shirts and turn that B into a C. We're gonna come with recipes next week and have cooking the territory.
Cooking the territory. But hey, for everybody who sent in questions, man, we really appreciate it. Check out our sponsors that I plugged at the beginning of the show: Better Choices, Farmers Insurance, TNA's Wrestling Palace, Autocentrics. Plenty of good things going on with those companies, and we appreciate their support. Doc, anything else before we get out of here and you go watch you some Impact?
Oh boy, I can't wait.
That's what I thought. Harper, yeah. Any fucking thing else before we get out of here and you go take some bumps tonight?
Book it, bitch. That's it.
Book it. So for Mike, Doc, Hardbody Harper, hey, remember, like I said, next week it is Brian Fury. Brian is going to talk about Beyond Wrestling. Brian's going to talk about every single match in the Top Prospect Tournament. We had a great discussion about Ring of Honor and what he and Leo Rush went out there and did, along with the first two rounds of the tournament and his potential. You know, I'll leave you on a cliffhanger. His potential future with Ring of Honor. We did discuss that as well. And the wonderful situation with Taz. And I kept going. Is there a problem?
You didn't follow the script.
All right, Harper, go ahead. Hit me with it, bro.
Okay, bitch.
Nigga smoke us one. Pop pull out the phantom. Niggas can't stand it, but them hoes gon' come out. Just really wanna smoke my weed. Fuck these hoes and stack my G's. Stop at the light and pause on three. Hit them all and it be all on me. But gotta keep one eye for the popo. Close the window when I roll the endo. Know they mad cause I'm rolling benzo. Kiss that purple, not pretendo. 3-6 mafia and my kinfo. So when I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, I just might not bring my own. Cause the niggas they'll let me smoke for
what's
free.
What's up, Mary? How you doing? Mary Jane. Your girlfriend wanna ride with me in the car with a pimp, what you supposed to be? You ain't met no dudes pretty cold as me. The back of cushion cost 650. Have a nigga who smoke Reggie Miller, coughing and choking constantly. Taste like fruit when you hit it. Gotta have bread to get it. Smoke all night, sleep all day. That's to be the American way. Roll that shit, light that shit, hit that shit, hold that shit, blow that shit out slow, then pass it to me. Roll
MJ finna sprinkle in some of that. Super incredible, have a nigga running back. Where that nigga with the good sticky number at? Cut up on a cigarillo like a lumberjack. In the morning, what I need is a breathe again, a whole lot of weed. What I need is somebody to give me what I need. What I want is less than the best of the trees. Bitchy ballin', Juicy J, 8 ball and MJG. A young buck, we don't give a fuck, we must represent.
got a little hair on his chest. It be like Bill Clinton, girl, take it out your mouth, we'll shoot it right down his dress.